This next amazing, miraculous, true life story is called Where the Bullet Stopped.
The enemy spotted us, buddy. We're gonna have to make a dash for it. I'm with you, Lieutenant. Let's go!
During World War II, on a battlefield in Europe, a lieutenant and his friend, Buddy, were sent out on an important mission. They had to get a message past enemy lines without being seen. However, they hadn't gotten far when suddenly they were spotted by a group of 20 enemy soldiers. Their only hope of escape was to make a run for it across a small clearing and try to make it to some woods on the other side. Praying desperately for the Lord to protect them, they made a dash for it through a hail of enemy gunfire. But the lieutenant took a bullet in his chest and didn't make it. And Buddy, too, fell down wounded at his side. However, as Buddy lay there next to the body of his friend, he desperately prayed that the Lord would somehow help him not to fail in this vital mission. He remembered a scripture in the Bible which says that the Lord is not limited by many or by few. And he also recalled the story of how the Lord helped Samson to slay 1,000 enemies with only the jawbone of an ass. Out of the corner of his eye, he could see the enemy soldiers coming across the clearing to inspect the bodies of the two men whom they supposed were both dead. Suddenly, Buddy grabbed both his and the lieutenant's machine guns and stood up, letting the enemy soldiers have it, with both guns blazing. By the time Buddy was through firing, not one of the enemy was left alive. But the story doesn't end there. Suddenly, Buddy heard a voice behind him. He spun around. It was the lieutenant. "Lieutenant," he exclaimed, "you're alive. But that bullet hit you in the chest."
"Yes, I can't understand it," replied the lieutenant. "I should be dead, but it only stunned me. I wonder why."
Then, to their amazement, they found that the little Bible, which the lieutenant always carried in his breast pocket, had absorbed the impact of the bullet and saved him from getting killed. But even more amazingly, they found out that the bullet had bored a hole through the cover and had gone all the way through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and, well, guess where the bullet had eventually stopped. It had come to rest in the middle of Psalm 91, where they found the bullet pointing like a finger at the 7th verse, which read, "A 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee." Both the lieutenant and Buddy rejoiced and shouted praise and thanks to God for his supernatural and miraculous protection. Well, that thrilling story reminds me of the proverb which says, "It is more secure to be on the front line of the battlefield with Christ than to be seated in your living room without him." The Lord and prayer are your best protection and greatest security, and he never fails to keep those who trust in him.